Time now for our regular Wednesday book report. Joan Didion writes affectionate but unsentimental stories about California. They make her probably the most famous ex-Californian of modern American letters. Her new book about the state is Where I Was From. San Francisco Chronicle writer and day-to-day contributor David Kippen has this review.
The story of modern American cultural criticism is the story of three California girls who went east: Pauline Kael, Susan Sontag, and Joan Didion. Of the three, only Didion has ever copped to any homesickness. It's an inconsolable condition, homesickness for California, and it's unrelieved by the many ethnic restaurants and expat bars that make homesickness for someplace else, when you're in California, so much easier to bear. Didion knows what it's like to pine for redwoods, to miss her beloved Sacramento River so much that she set her first novel on its banks. But in her new lovingly wrought book-length essay on California history, Where I Was From, she finally claims to be over it. The book is a gathering of her previously uncollected writings on California, augmented with family memoir and extensively reworked. Didion makes fascinating excursions here into William Faulkner's only L.A. story, The Golden Land, and Californian Thomas Kincaid's hideous oil paintings. She writes that they're of such insistent coziness as to seem actually sinister, suggestive of a trap designed to attract Hansel and Gretel. But beneath all this, there hangs a note of unwilling elegy, something half heard from a pianola with the sustain pedal depressed. Like a map of California, Where I Was From has a slight crick in the middle. Fully 50 pages belong to a revised version of Didion's famous article about the Spur Posse gang of suburban Lakewood and the collapse of the California middle class. It was a great piece when originally published in 1993, and maybe even better after her reclaiming of it from the New Yorker's editors, yet it distends the overall structure of the book. But for that, Where I Was From is painstakingly well-shaped. Its initial and final chapters end almost symmetrically, with Didion's late mother lighting out first for one kind of frontier and, ultimately, for another. These days, Joan Didion lives in New York. She tries repeatedly in Where I Was From to put California behind her, to see its history of plunder dispassionately, to break what she calls its enchantment. But for all her valiant protest, the place still has its hooks in her. The Faulkner character she finally reminds you of isn't anybody in the Golden Land. It's Quentin Compson at the end of Absalom, Absalom, looking back on the South of his childhood and crying, I don't hate it. No, Didion may not love California anymore. Like the river that chased her all the way to Manhattan, it runs deeper than that.
David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and a contributor to the new book, The Misread City, New Literary Los Angeles.